The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:55pm. A busy day coming up on Sunday with Musselburgh, Plumpton and Toaster domestically. There's also good racing in Ireland from Cork and the start of the Irish Grand National meeting at Fairy House. Sean Quinn, James Millman and Brian Toomey will be your team in the studio. So plenty to look forward to. Tune in for all of that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mick Norton. How are you, Mick?
Yes, good, thank you, Mark.
Good. Now, for the first time, Mick, we can reflect on Good Friday's racing, an historic day on Friday with cards at Lingfield, the All-Weather Championships, and a good card at Musselburgh as well. And I think, all in all, it was a successful day.
It certainly was. The crowds voted with their feet at Lingfield, didn't they? And although Musselburgh were a little bit disappointed with their turnout, it was, considering it was a brand-new fixture and everything, I think all things been equal, quite a pleasing start. Yeah. Onwards and upwards.
Yes, they had to close the gates at Lingfield. It was absolutely sold out completely. So
unbelievable.
It just shows that if you put good racing on with good prize money, people will go.
And of course, it's a holiday as well, isn't it? Mm. So it's an opportunity for people to go racing who wouldn't normally be able to.
Yeah, and it all seems to be working out very fine. So it looks a good innovation. So do you think it'll get bigger and better from here, Mick?
Well, I hope the tracks do. And I was pleased to read the comments from Bill Farnsworth, and he was going to try and make the Easter festival sort of Good Friday, Easter Saturday, Easter Sunday, three-day, maybe mix it up a bit, maybe have a mixed card and, taking it seriously, put a bit of thought into it. And, let's hope that comes to fruition.
Okay, good stuff. So we had a successful Good Friday. Earlier on in the week, Mick, we saw Tomo win at Newmarket. So just quickly reflecting back on that market, Kingman still the even money favourite for the 2,000 guineas. Australia 4-1 second favourite. Tomo now 9-2, trimmed a little bit from sixes. 10s for Kingston Hill, 12s for War Command, and 16s or bigger price as the rest. Whilst Tomo wasn't eye-catching, it was more workmanlike, wasn't it? But he was the top two-year-old last year, and he's maintained his winning run.
Absolutely, and he's done it on the Rolling Mile now as well. And although it did take him an awful long time to get rid of the grey Gatsby, didn't it? Which was worrying for me. I don't think Kingman would have had much trouble kicking the grey Gatsby into touch, do you?
No, I don't think so.
And I don't think the visual impact of the performance would make them John Gosden team start to worry.
No. It's a bit of a tricky one to work out, Tom, isn't he? Because he only ever seems to do enough. He never seems to kick clear or anything.
He doesn't. And to his credit, he did rally when he had to. Mm. But I don't think he certainly wasn't in the same league visually as the performance of Kingman and Lee Greenham.
No. So Kingman's still the one to beat them for you, Mick?
Definitely.
Okay. Yeah. Kingman then for the 2,000 guineas. Not too many people changing their mind just yet. And we've got some good racing coming up on Monday, Mick, to change tack and go back to the National Hunt game. Irish Grand National Day is bank holiday Monday at Fairy House, and at home, Farm heads the betting at the moment at 10-1. Gooniella is 11s with Tammy's Hill, Cause of Causes 12s, Daring Article 14-1, as is Gallant Oscar, and Shut the Front Door. Golden Wonder, My Murphy, The Westerner and Touch the Eden are all 16-1. And then 20-1 or bigger prices the rest. Still a couple of days yet, Mick, but have you got a view on the Irish National?
It's not unusual for the Irish National to throw up big price winners, is it? I was having a look at one or two of the more bigger prices, if you like. Jim Draper always sort of turns up with something. I think his Goon Yeller won't be far away. Andrew Lynch rides his only 7, this horse, and I think there's certainly a decent race in him along the way. But one that's going to be an even bigger price is Rich Revival, who's a former course winner, trained by one of my favourite Irish trainers, Liz Doyle. And her horses are often a better price than they ought to be. He's going to be fresher than most. Mm-hmm. Bounced back after a couple of dismal efforts on better ground last time to finish there. Although, albeit being a beaten favourite, but he had come he was coming in the back of three pulled up efforts, so it was a step back in the right direction.
Yeah.
And he's going to be fresher than most. Down the bottom of the handicap, 10 stone 2, he's going to be 33-1, and with four places to aim at, you could do a lot worse than have a little bit each way on him. But it's a nightmare race to start and get an angle on with so many runners, so many horses coming into it in form and everything. It's a cracking renewal, but it's a brutal race.
Yeah, it is a tricky one to figure out. Rich Revival, 25-1, does make, can't quite give you 33s, but
oh dear,
still value enough each way for the four places. And yeah, that's the Irish Grand National. That's coming up on Monday as well. We'll focus more on that a bit later on in the weekend.
Two cracking cards in Ireland on Sunday as well. Really good days racing in England and Ireland on Sunday.
It is, yes, and we're going to look ahead to some of that now. We're going to focus on the card at Musselburgh, so we'll get Mick's thoughts on three of the races there in just a few moments.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Yes, it certainly is, and Mick's going to try and give us the inside track on the racing at Musselburgh now, and the first race that Mick has picked out is the 3.05, and we start with a Class 4 handicap over 1 mile and 1 furlong. A nice field as well, 12 of them in the lineup here, and Sweehan comes into this in pretty good form, Mick, for Kevin Ryan. Paul Mulrennan started the season quite well as well. Do you think he has leading claims?
Yeah, I certainly do. He's lightly raced improver. He ran well on his racecourse debut, so the 102-day absence should pose no problems for him. And more importantly, he's won and been second on both of his runs going right-handed. So that's a positive for him. He won his last race at Kempton in January. Only went up £3 for that. He's a prominent racer, which is often not a bad thing to be at Musselburgh. And he's got a good draw as well. Got a very good rider on board in Paul Mulrennan, who'll get his fractions right, and he'll be well suited to the demands of Musselburgh, and I think he's going to take all the beating from his informed stable.
OK, where are the dangers they're making there?
Yeah, interesting. Cracker Jack, he's now got to £6 lower than his last win, and he should be spot on after two spins this year, shaping with quite a bit of promise on his return to turf last time and his first start of the current campaign at Southwell. Back on turf last time at Sunny Donny, and it's worth remembering that in June last year he was second here at Musselburgh off a mark of 82. He's got in this off 76. So he's got a well-handicapped look about him. And the other one I like is Lord Franklin. He's very consistent horse, this. In 2013, his mark improved from 55 to 69. He's got the excellent Jason Hart taking off £3, a good reappearance, and the step up in trip is sure to suit for a stable just quietly hitting form. A stable I do like to keep an eye on. They're a bit streaky, Eric Olsen's horses, but when they come to form, they're worth following, and they're often good prices. Very hard to see Lord Franklin not being in the shake-up, but I do think Sweehan might just be the answer to a tricky enough 3.05.
Yes, and if you think that one's tricky, the 3.35 is not much easier. The Musselburgh Gold Cup, it's a Class 4 handicap over 2 miles, 10 of them in the lineup here, Mick, and which ones have made the shortlist here?
This is a fascinating renewal. I'll give you the selection first, and it's going to be great King of the Picts. Pat Shanahan had a winner at Musselburgh on Good Friday, and he sent over a couple for this meeting, and King of the Picts, we know better as a very decent hurdle. He's rated 140 over hurdles. He was third, a close third as well, behind Josses Hill in that entry grade 2.
Yep.
He's being placed in grade 1 company, including behind Vatour in Leopardstown. And fascinating that Pat's bringing him back for the flat here. He won a Wexford handicap back in 2012. He's only £3 higher than that. You know, he's improved markedly over hurdles since then. So there's every chance that he's improved his flat ability as well. If that's the case, he's going to be very, very hard to beat off a mark of 78. Tag O'Shea has taken the ride, and he gets the vote. Fascinating jockey book for 12 strings. Brian Ellison's booked Hilly Turner, our only ride at the meeting.
Right.
Now, you have a look through 12 strings' his form, Mark, and just have a look. He only ever wins for the ladies, doesn't he? You just have a look back through his form. And I think that's why Brian has booked Hilly to ride him.
Yeah, the only man to win on him is Robert Tart, I think, playing yes. three. So apart from that, it's all the ladies, yeah?
Yeah, so I think that could, you know, he looks outside the box as Brian, and he thought, right, well, I've Hilly up to ride this. So put him in the mix as well. Down at the bottom, Sir Frank Morgan. Oh, I don't know what to make of this. This is only his fourth turf start. On the previous three, Mark, he's been beaten a total of 123 lengths in his three previous turf starts.
Right.
But he's definitely on the up now on the all-weather. His mark improved from 45 to 70 this year. The owner sent him to the sales. Mark bought him back from himself. He started winning in Mark's colours, so the owner bought him back off Mark. So he's been on the block, as you might say. But it's just that turf stat that worries me.
Yeah.
But from an informed point of view, he certainly makes the shortlist, but I'm not quite sure what to expect, to be honest. But I'm going to stay with King of the Picks anyway.
Yeah, King of the Picks. If he's anywhere near as improved on the flat as he's over jumps, he's going to be hard to beat, isn't he? Yeah.
Very much so.
Okay, then on to the 4:35 next, the final race that Mick's going to look at for us. And this is a Class 5 handicap over 7 furlongs. And Desert Colours arrives here on a bit of a roll, Mick.
He certainly is. He started his winning run off a mark of 49. That was only last month, Mark. And he's now already up to 69, so a 20 pounds improvement in a few weeks. The proviso, though, you just have to reproduce that all-weather form onto the turf, and that is the key question, as he's yet to hit the frame in 6 attempts on the turf. The closest he's got is about a 5.5 length 6 or something like that. So is the improvement down to his all-weather technique, or is he just an improving horse? We won't know till about 4:40 tomorrow. Yeah, he's going to take a chunk out of the market, isn't he?
Could it be down to the blinkers as well? All the wins have come since the blinkers went on.
Good point. Could well be. Mm. Yeah, could have had a big effect. I mean, he never wore it in his turf starts, as you say. So that could have had an effect as well. But he's certainly the improver in the race, isn't he? Up £20 in less than 5 weeks. But because he's going to take such a chunk out of the market, I'm going to look elsewhere. And the vote is going to go to Tiffany Bay. I'm looking for a double for Pat Shanahan and Tag O'Shea. Now, this is a filly by the Carbon Unit, a sire I'm not that familiar with. But she did run well all three of her starts at two, including a really good run on her debut. Now, Pat brought her over to Chester for her debut, finished fourth from a coffin box draw. And that was a really good effort. And I think she looks almost certain to be in the thick of it from stall two, even though she's got top weight of 9.7. And she's just shown enough ability to me, and I think it was encouraging that the trainer, the only Irish raider to raid these shores on Friday, on Good Friday, Shanahan, and he had a winner. The other one to consider is Sir Guy Porteous, Mark Johnson's runner, who's showing steady improvement, and he was quite well backed last time, if a touch disappointing if you backed him anyway, although he was only beaten 2 3/4 lengths and it was his first start for 170 days. So every reason to expect a bit of improvement to come from him, and he was gelded prior to that Lingfield run earlier this month. So I think there's sure to be more to come from him. So it's a fascinating runner as well, with more left in the locker. But I'm going to take a chance on an Irish double with Tiffany Bay.
OK, good stuff. A good card to look forward to.
It is.
A couple of
excellent,
intriguing races on there.
Excellent, yeah.
Let's just have a quick summary of your selections then, Mick.
Yeah, in the 3:05, I'm going with Sweehan for the inform. Kevin Ryan-Yard, well drawn for a prominent race. And Paul Mulrennan will get the fractions right from the front. In the 3:35, the 140-rated graded hurdler, King of the Picks, comes back to the turf flat here with a mark of 78, and that's too low to ignore for me. And I'm looking for Pat Shanahan and Tag O'Shea to double up in the 4:35 with the top weight, the filly Tiffany Bay, who showed improvement all three starts at two, and I expect her to make up into a decent three-year-old.
Okay, good stuff, Mick. Thank you very much. Enjoy it on Sunday.
I will do, Mark. Thank you.
So there you go. The thoughts of Mick Norton on Sunday's racing at Musselburgh. You'll hear the action from there, as well as Plumpton and Toaster domestically. We'll also squeeze in some of the action from Ireland as well, with good cards at both Cork and Fairy House. We'll be live on Racing Radio from 1:55 PM with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Brian Toomey in the studio. So tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.